friend on the line from central London, public sector. Where exactly are you, Len?
Hi, Paul. I'm just opposite Trafalgar Square at the end of the Strand. And basically, the march is still going very... I think behind schedule, they were supposed to be meeting for the rally at 1 o'clock. But it took about an hour for people to all stream out of the starting point at Lincoln's Inn Fields. Very good-natured march today. All sorts of people coming. Obviously, teachers, lecturers, civil servants, but also students coming to give their support, and other groups such as War on Want, people who are angry about the cuts. I've met a couple of students who say they're here to just to sort of vent their frustration about government cuts. So people kind of coming for all sorts of reasons with a view to supporting with people taking out strike action today.
And is it a good atmosphere or an angry atmosphere? What do you think?
It's a good atmosphere. The police, there's a lot of police here sort of standing on the sidelines. There doesn't seem to have been much trouble. I did bump into a couple of young students before the march had started proper, who'd been stopped and searched for wearing khakis around their necks. To the few of the women marchers who said they also were wearing scarves around their necks, but it was obviously colourful scarves. The more feminine type. I spoke to a police officer about that, and he, because of the last march, was selective sizing, they were actually use Section 60 of the Criminal Public Order Act if they feel people might be there to cause violence. And I think the cafe, very controversially, is seen as maybe a sign of people ready to commit violence, which is obviously infuriating for people who do a cafe. So that's been the only little flashpoint I've witnessed. Generally, it's very good-natured. I was near a police radio updating police colleagues, two people suspicious tribes have been taken out of the crowd. But overall, the good-natured atmosphere, not as much chanting as I've witnessed in the past on marches, but generally very good-natured on both sides of the fence.
Do you get the impression that people think this march and these protests today are going to have an effect on the government?
I don't... Well, it's hard to say. I think the turnout has been good. Some people are surprised how good it is. I think it was expected 25,000, 30,000. It's always how these things. But I think a lot of people see today as the first phase, the passing shot to government, that they are serious when they say they want proper negotiations over their pension schemes. There are unions here who are not on strike today. I've just spoken to the leader of the Fire Brigade Union. Currently, there's a balance of his members, and he thinks, you know, that strike action could be likely in September, but at the moment they're here to support other workers, and the feeling is clear. As Mark Sirocco was saying on the radio today, they want proper negotiations. They don't feel that they're getting from the government. That's the message today, and also a feeling that they're being made to pay a deficit that has, you know, was not of their making. So it's very much seen as a sort of first stage, not the, you know, the one-off, with other unions on, and also seeing the public response to this. I've spoken to a few people watching the strike who are working or out for a cigarette or whatever, and, you know, there's a mixed picture. Some people say they don't have a lot of sympathy. They work in the private sector. Their pension scheme isn't very good or non-existent, and so their sympathies aren't there. And as one person said to me, the deficit, you know, sorted, and it's got to come from somewhere. But what unions say very, very clearly is that it shouldn't be on their back, and that their pension schemes have already been reformed once. And what infuriates them most of all, they don't feel the negotiations are serious. So that today is just the sort of first message to government.
Okay, Ellen Mulholland, Central London, thank you very much.